Our guest at the cafe this morning is the general manager of KETR, Jared Knight.
Good morning, John Mark.
We don't see you around here all that much, so early in the morning.
I started to say it's early, but it's but the coffee's flowing.
We're going to talk about podcasting. And KETR is jumping into the podcast thing, and this is not exactly new, but it's our first opportunity to talk about it. But the newest thing that KETR is doing in the realm of podcasting is something called Convo with the All Things Considered news anchor, Scott Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Scott Morgan decided to jump into the studio very recently and start putting together some of his long-form ideas. Many of them require kind of more time and more days in order to tell the whole story. And so, you know, there's not really a way to plan for an afternoon newscast when your callback isn't coming until next week. And so but that doesn't mean that he isn't good at putting together and telling these stories. So what ends up happening is he collects, ongoing stories. He's got four or five ideas going at any one time. And as he can report on them and as the stories come to their own fruition, he turns it into a podcast and makes it available for KETR's listeners, and particularly for on-demand listening, which is the strength of podcasts in the realm of content creation.
So with Convo, it's everything from Bitcoin to North Korea. Is he getting local or regional commentators?
Specifically, the Northeast Texas is where he's based. He'll get, you know, if he's looking for an expert opinion and can't find one here in Northeast Texas, I guess he'll go where he needs to go. But for the most part, the content has all been from the angle of right here in Northeast Texas. Yeah.
Now, then another one, then this started back in the fall, I think, is called Buried, and George Hale, young George Hale, is producing this, and this has to do with a young woman who disappeared, I think, from the Quinlan area.
Right, so
a long time ago.
Somewhere down in South Hunt County, a woman disappeared in 1991, a woman who, by all accounts, anybody would have looked for, only nobody did. And so George is looking into what exactly can cause a person to simply blink off the face of the earth with nobody looking. There's some incredible reporting going on, and the podcast is a perfect sort of forum for long-form storytelling, which allows us to kind of look into some aspect of this story for as long as we need to, every couple of weeks whenever we're able to get another episode out the door.
We're talking with Jared Knight, and Jared is the general manager of KETR, and we're going to run out of time here before long, but another one is Points of Interest, and this is being produced by an A&M Commerce Honors College student.
Yes, Emma Anderson is just an incredible talent. She's a sort of the Renaissance person, yeah, if you will. She came to me with an idea last year. She wanted to do something in broadcast, something in content creation. She's been writing a novel. She's staged a play. She's an incredible artist. Some of her art hangs around the station now. But she came with an idea about a way to do some long form storytelling about what it is to be a college student in rural Northeast Texas right now, and what the college life is like. And so we said, yeah, run with it. We'll see where it goes.
And then notably Texan, that Matt Menke hosts the music program, Texas music program. The interviews from that are out there on podcast. And Blacklands Cafe has some podcasts.
That's right. This very conversation will be published as well.
Yeah, what NPR, of course, has kind of blazed the trail here with Invisibilia and Serial. So is this the future of radio?
It's the future of folks who appreciate long-form storytelling and aren't quite ready to let go at, you know, the 7 minutes that even the longest form broadcast can really give to a story. I mean, television can explore a topic for 30 minutes or more, but in public radio and public broadcasting, a typical news package lasts about 7-8 minutes. And the fact is, when you sometimes need more time to tell the story, and particularly when you're telling a story that is interesting to a niche group of folks who are willing to invest the time, sometimes doing it in a way that doesn't require them to make an appointment with their radio is the best way to convey that information. And so basically what we're doing is we're freeing ourselves from the confines of broadcast by creating the content and making it available to folks who can listen when they have the time. This way they can consume some of the same quality programming from KETR, but they can do it when it's convenient for them.
And you say there's a new one in the works?
We've got something that doesn't yet have a title. I've been talking to some folks who are connected with this university, A&M Commerce. They've gone on to lead relatively successful lives, but who don't seem to be in the sphere of the alumni, thinking of calling it Old Friends, but we'll see how it goes.
I have some suggestions for that right now. Okay. So once we get off here, we'll make some notes. Jared, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Jared Knight, the general manager of KETR. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.